Who is Jesus, the Good Shepherd? We read in John 10, verse 11, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. We have been looking at the question, who is Jesus? Jesus introduces himself not as a king, not as a great teacher. He says that he is the Good Shepherd. A shepherd is one of the lowliest occupations possible. Little children learn Bible verses. Perhaps you did also. One of the first verses that they memorize is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Bible compares us to sheep. Sheep are animals that are foolish, weak, helpless, and they love to wander. They need a shepherd to care, to lead, and to protect them. Do you know your need for a good shepherd? Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. Those who heard him say this could realize that he was saying that he is God. They knew their scriptures. As quoted above, the Lord is my shepherd. Lord is put in the text by the translators instead of the name Jehovah. Jehovah God is my shepherd. God is also called that in Psalm 80 and in Isaiah 40. Jesus declares himself to be the shepherd of the sheep. He is the revelation of Jehovah. I am God the shepherd. When Jesus says, I am, he's again identifying himself as God. Notice Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. Of course, he is identifying himself over against the religious leaders of his day, who were not shepherds that they pretended to be. Rather, they were thieves, robbers, and hirelings. Hirelings are people who are paid to take care of the sheep. Hirelings work only to receive wages. They don't love the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. The word good is also a word that points out that he is divine. When a man came to Jesus and said unto him, Good Master, Jesus responded in Matthew 19, verse 7, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Jesus is therefore saying, I am divine, and I am a spiritual shepherd, unlike human shepherds. When the word good is first used in John's Gospel, it is in John chapter 2, contrasting the good wine with the inferior. Good means choice or excellent. So here Jesus is saying he is the preeminently excellent shepherd, infinitely elevated all that had gone on before him. There were many Old Testament pictures or types of Jesus as a shepherd. Abel was a keeper of sheep, Genesis 4, verse 2. Jacob cared for his sheep. Joseph fed the sheep. Moses watered and protected and guided the sheep. David even jeopardized his life for the sheep when a lion and a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock. David killed both the lion and the bear. Jesus is the chosen, the appointed, the sent one by God to care for God's sheep. These are those whom God had given to Jesus before the world was even formed. God entrusts his sheep to Jesus to care, to feed, to protect, and to save them. Jesus calls and leads his sheep in and out of the sheepfold. What gracious care Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has for his sheep. The main duty of a shepherd is to care for the sheep. That care involves several aspects. A shepherd has to protect and defend the sheep. Jesus does that. A shepherd has to feed his sheep. Jesus does that also. A shepherd has to provide rest for the sheep. And Jesus certainly does that. A shepherd must lead and guide his sheep, making sure that they follow him. Jesus does that also. Two main parts of Jesus' care are brought out in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. First of all, Jesus knows his sheep. Second, Jesus lays down his life for his sheep. Let's look at that first one. First, Jesus knows his sheep. Jesus speaks of this in verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. This is different from a person who was merely hired for a short time to take care of the animals. As a boy, I grew up on a farm. My father had to go back to the Netherlands at the passing of his mother. He hired a man to take care of our cows. That hired man did not know the cows by name. He did not know the nature, the characteristics of each animal. The hired man did not know the individual needs of each animal. When my father returned home after 2 weeks, there were several of the cows that were very sick or diseased. The religious leaders of Jesus' day did not know, did not love, did not care for the sheep of Israel. They were as sheep without a shepherd. In contrast, Jesus, the good shepherd, knows his sheep. God's people are Jesus' very own sheep. They belong to him. He knows them personally. He loves them. Jesus compares his knowledge of his sheep with the Father's knowledge of him and his knowledge of his Father. How wonderful this is. Jesus knows everything about you, child of God. He knows your specific name, your individual needs, your trials, afflictions, sorrows, and temptations. We are like sheep, weak, sinful, wayward, helpless, defenseless. Jesus leads us to the green pastures of his word. Jesus knows what sheep are not yet gathered. It is by his word, the gospel, that Jesus calls and feeds and saves his sheep. Second, the gracious care of Jesus for the sheep is revealed especially in that he lays down his life for his sheep. We read that three times in John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. I lay down my life. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. What does that mean? All of his life, Jesus gave his life for his sheep. But Jesus is especially referring to his death on the cross. Jesus' sheep are sinful, and the punishment of sin is death. Romans 6, verse 23. The guilt of sin brings death and hell. As sheep, we are weak and helpless to save ourselves. Jesus gave his own life for us. He took our place. He bore our sin and guilt. He died our death. He suffered our hell. He did this by becoming the sacrificial lamb on the cross. A hired man would run away if he saw his and the sheep's life threatened. Jesus voluntarily and deliberately put himself in our place. He laid down his life for his sheep. Why would Jesus do that? It was his Father's will. And it was his great love for his sheep. Jesus gave himself for his sheep. That death was powerful, saving each and every one of the sheep that the Father had given him to save. What a blessing to know and to have this good shepherd. He calls his sheep, and they know his voice and follow him. Verse 4. They know him because he comes by his word and by his spirit. We love our shepherd as he has loved us. Under the care of our shepherd, we are saved. We are saved from every foe that seeks our destruction. We are saved from our sin and guilt and our deserved death. Although as sheep, we still face our last enemy, physical death, we do not fear. Why is this? Jesus, the Good Shepherd, had the power to lay down his life and to take it back up again. It is that life he gives to his sheep. It is eternal life. It is life that we have now already, and it is life that continues even after our physical death. We go and join Jesus in glory in heaven. Jesus says in verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." A bear and a lion tried to tear one of David's lambs away, but David prevented it. Far greater is our good shepherd. He has destroyed the power of Satan and of death. All of our life, God's people are under the care of our great shepherd. From heaven, Jesus protects us in all of our trials and temptations. He keeps us safe in his sheepfold, and he leads us in and out to green pastures. He feeds us with his word. He leads and guides us through this life so that we arrive in glory and in heaven. Do you know this shepherd? It is the knowledge of faith. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Live in the care and the comfort of this good shepherd, Jesus Christ.